The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
After almost three dismal years of Obama's leadership, we have learned that he has been a disaster. He has had no experience in leadership whatsoever. Many of us believe another 4 years of him will surely make our beloved U.S. a very weak country. Let's go back and review his initial campaigning and hopefully discourage others from voting him into office again. About Obama, we know at least that during his first 18 years, he was very much exposed to Islamic beliefs, mostly while living in Indonesia with his mother. Most important, however, are his core beliefs and to what extent he has internalized those teachings. Early on during his first campaign for the presidency, he said he supports homosexual marriage, racial prejudices, gun control, socialized medicine, and the absolute right to abortion, including partial birth abortion, which to me is barbaric. A baby about to come out of his mother's womb could have a gun put to his head legally by the attending physician if his mother gets cold feet at the last moment. And this has happened, and I'm sorry to say, continues to happen legally. Obama is anti-war, voted against the Patriot Act, and opposes the death penalty. He said he loves Jimmy Carter, and he, Obama, was one of the most liberal members of the Senate during his short tenure. He voted to give Social Security to illegals along with Hillary, and they both voted against making English the official language of the U.S. I should add that during his stay in the Senate, he never voted yes or no on anything. He always voted present, which means that he did not vote at all. Many times during these past 3 years, he has shown his difficulty to make decisions, often wanting to put off crucial ones until after this coming election. This habit shows weakness for the leader of a great country. He may have adjusted some of those core beliefs, especially since his trips to Iraq, Europe, and Afghanistan, where he tasted the power of the presidency. Too bad that it was more important for him to show the world what a great basketball player he was, while he dissed the soldiers standing in line for a long time to shake his hand. Please, Americans, think very carefully before you put your trust again in this inexperienced, elitist man who for 20 years was very comfortable listening to anti-American sermons. What we do this time will determine our direction in the world. Will we remain a world leader or perhaps become a mediocre third world country? For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.